I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I'm your host every Monday. Every day of the week, we have a different host, and I am your Monday host. And we actually made a little subtitle for Mondays. It's called Helping People. And the reason we call that Helping People is because I like to help people. In fact, I went to college so I could help people. I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist at Chico Creek Counseling. You can learn more about me, Joe Taylor, any of my colleagues at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. And let me tell you what, I might be the voice on the air right now, but my colleagues at Chico Creek Counseling are amazing. If you asked me to rank them in a hierarchy of who I thought was the better therapist, I literally could not do that because I have so much respect for them as clinicians and as people. They're so smart and they're so loving. I feel that the Chico Creek Counseling is a blessing to me. And we all work to be blessings to our community and to our clients. So just putting that out there for you guys, because I felt moved to. And today we have Rochelle DeNicache. Usually I talk a little bit about like what's going on in my life or give you a little bit about that. But I just don't want to waste that time because I had her on last week and I asked her to come back again this week. She is a blogger. She's an author of a book. She's a mother, a former teacher, English teacher. She wears a lot of hats currently and in her throughout her life. And she's just fun. And so I thought I'd have her on again this week to talk about her year of living bravely. So before I get too rambling, let's have her tell you guys about herself a little bit for anybody who wasn't listening last week. And remember, you can always listen to last week's podcast online at kkxx.net. And if it is not, every week it rolls over. So if you miss a week and you want, like last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever, you miss something, you can contact the station or just shoot me an email. I have access to all of those links of previous podcasts. So I can always just forward that on to you. Oh, my email is jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com. Okay, so Rochelle is here and she has been, it is the beginning of January or no, it's the beginning of February now. Oh, goodness. Already. And she has about a month under her belt of her resolution to live bravely this year. And Rochelle, go ahead and say hello to everybody and tell them about a little bit about who you are.
Hello, I'm Rochelle DeNicache and like Jessica said, I'm a wife, mother, former teacher, which I still like to do a little bit. I still teach an elective over there at Wildflower on writing, creative writing, because I love to write. That's what I try to do in my spare time. Yeah.
Spare time. What's that?
I don't know anymore.
Do you remember being a teenager and things were so boring?
Yeah.
I'm so bored.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do.
Mm-hmm. I do. My mom would always say that was, you know, a bad word. And if I wanted something to do, I could clean the toilet.
I could hear her in her sweet, sweet voice.
It didn't sound sweet then.
It's cute. Okay. So Your year of living bravely. What came about? Like, what made you say, that's it? Today's the day. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to be brave.
Yeah. Well, I talked about that a little bit, you know, last week, but more into it. Back in July, you know, when you know you need to do something, when things keep popping up about it.
Uh-huh.
And so I was at a bookstore and I found this little journal, this year journal of being brave every day. And so that's really what inspired the being brave every day for this year. And I thought about it and I thought about it and I thought, and I just knew by December, I knew I had to do it. Mm-hmm. Just for me, for growth.
The seed was planted. It has been germinating.
Yes. Yes.
The roots had taken hold.
Yeah. And so I just decided that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to create a Facebook page, Acts of Bravery, and I'm going to post my act of bravery every day, which is part of the brave thing because I mm-hmm. like to hide, like I was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy to nestle yourself into your comfort zone, into your family,
mm-hmm. yes.
into the friends that you've known for a long number of years.
Yes.
It's easy to just nestle.
It is.
And sometimes our souls need to nestle and sometimes they need to expand and grow.
Right. And I think I just came out of a couple years of needing to nestle, you know, uh-huh. just needing to really concentrate on my family. We had some other family dynamic things just going on and we just needed to take care of that. And so now it's time to just be done with that and just start moving on to other things.
Step out in faith.
Yes.
All right, guys, do you want to hear more about what she's been doing, how she's been stepping out in faith and being brave? Stay tuned. This is Jessica Wilkerson and Rochelle Denikashe for Chico Now.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I want to remind everybody that while I am a therapist intern, this is not a substitute for therapy. So if there's anything that we talk about on here that is psychotherapy or psychology based, I'd like to remind you that if you are triggered and you need to go deeper about that with yourself, to seek out a professional in your area who's qualified to do that with you. Marriage and family therapist, clinical social worker, psychologist, even some life coaches are certified to deal with that. Whatever it is that's in your wheelhouse, that's in your comfort zone, seek it out. The show is for giving you that little jump start. And if you are in the Chico area or don't mind commuting, you are welcome to check us out at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. That's where I work and I really like my colleagues. Okay, so we are talking to Rochelle Denikashe about her year of living bravely. Rochelle, before we go any farther, I'd like to have you, we forgot to do this in the last episode last week, so I really want to make sure that we mention it a couple times. Folks out there might want to be able to follow your journey. And so how would they follow your journey? If they want to be a little bit of a voyeur on your year of being brave, how would they find you?
Please do. Well, I have a Facebook page called Acts of Bravery.
What's your blog?
And my blog is you can find it on my website. It's www.RochelleDenikashe.com. I know that that's hard to spell.
All right, just go ahead and spell it.
All right. R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E-D-E-N-E-C-A-S-H-E. C-O-C-H-E-A.
All right. Did you get that?
You all did.
Okay. So if it was me, I would probably just be like, all right, Facebook Acts of Bravery. I will find her on there, and then I will be able to spell her name once I find her on there. And then I could get to her website.
Right.
Okay.
And if you're searching Facebook for the Acts of Bravery page, it's at Act Brave.
Act Brave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. So where were we? Where did we leave off? Do you remember?
I don't.
Okay. Well, we're extemporaneous on this show. So let's just pick up where I want to start. We were talking about, I think between episodes, we were talking about how sometimes the act of bravery is really small. And I said something about when you're talking about your acts of bravery, it would be easy for someone who's an outside looking in to minimize something that's small and see that as small and not being brave. And how I think that it would be really important to steel yourself that there are people out there who will minimize what you're doing. Have you experienced that yet so far this month? Or
no one's minimalized it, but maybe except for me.
Yeah.
You know, because some of these things that I'm doing feel like, in the broad scheme of the universe, they feel really small.
Right.
But to me, they're huge steps.
Right. So tell us about some of those things.
Well, the very first thing I did was actually with my husband, and it was January 1st, and we're thinking about buying a house. But that's been some disappointment in the past.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I've kind of set aside the dreaming.
Oh.
You know, there's a few things like writing and getting published that I've kept as dreams, but everything else I've just kind of like, I'm just going to set that aside. And So I decided that I wasn't going to do that anymore.
Ooh.
And so Tim and I went out on the new year and started looking around at different neighborhoods and dreaming about where we'd want to be or if we'd want to stay in the one we're in or, you know, just really talking about what we really want.
My neighborhood is really fun.
Oh, yeah?
If I see a house come for sale, I'm on it.
Okay, tell me.
Oh, my goodness. Can you believe our time is already up? So what are some of the small dreams, you guys? While we're on our commercial break, I'd like you to think about what are some of the small dreams that you have that you don't think of as dreams. They're just kind of small aspirations. And they always seem to kind of go by the wayside. You always kind of put them aside because they're not that big or what have you. And but if you actually follow them through, they'd make your life pretty happy. What are those things? There's got to be at least one. Think about it, and let's talk when we come back.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, and I'm here with Rochelle DeNicoche talking about her year of living bravely. Before we left, I was giving you a challenge to think about what is one small thing that you have for yourself and for your life or your family that you would like to achieve but keeps kind of getting pushed back to the wayside. And I'd like to continue with that challenge and have you think about what are some small, tiny little baby steps that might seem to be inconsequential, but that would lead you a little bit closer to achieving that. Because those baby steps are actually giant. What starts an avalanche, right? A snowball. So let's make a snowball. You don't have to do anything big, just a little snowball, and let's see what happens. Or the domino effect. Dominoes are really tiny. Or that butterfly effect. Remember that movie? The butterflies are small, but they have these big changes, right? So, Rochelle, what have you done that's small and you can see big changes coming from?
Ooh, great question. You know, I talked about querying agents,
uh-huh.
and even though I might not get anything from them, I'm taking steps closer and closer and closer every time I do to finding the right person
uh-huh.
and the right fit for me. So they're big steps to me, like I
totally,
said.
Totally, yeah.
But they're still small in the scheme of things is, you know, being brave enough to put myself out there and, you know, more likely than not, I'll get that rejection letter, but at the same time, one day I won't.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I think when you talk about that, I think of the author who wrote Harry Potter. I watched some little documentary about her, and she yeah. was homeless and on government assistance and just had this dream and wrote this book, and goodness gracious.
Right.
That was probably pretty scary for her.
Oh, yeah.
So now she is the lady who wrote Harry Potter.
Right.
So everybody knows who that is.
Yes.
Even if you've never read Harry Potter or watched it, you know about it.
Right. Right.
So you could be the lady who wrote, what's the book that you've written so far?
Gatekeeper.
Gatekeeper. Yeah. So maybe someday we'll be talking about, oh, remember that time I had the lady who wrote Gatekeeper on my show?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. I would love for that to happen.
Let's make it happen.
Yes.
Okay. So also, I think you had a list of some of the things that you've been doing so far.
Yeah. I was just scrolling through my Acts of Bravery Facebook page, just kind of looking to see what I've done.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, I just talked about day one, you know, starting to dream again. Then day two was launching my website and blog. So I made a website, which was huge
yeah.
for me because I have no tech experience in that at all. But thank you, WordPress, for making it easier.
Aww.
So launched that on day two along with my blog, which is a lot of being vulnerable.
Ooh.
And just being really open.
Uh-huh.
That's another thing I'm really trying to do is not to be closed and clenched, but to really be open. You know, I always have this picture of my arms wide open. Just whatever life is going to yeah. bring, and I'm not going to shut down
uh-huh.
kind of thing. So that was part of day two. And then, you know, just more of getting my voice out there, like commenting on other people's blogs. That was Ooh. Always something that I was terrified of for whatever
yeah.
reason, you know, asking for ridicule. But I don't uh-huh. know why. You know, it was super easy and
uh-huh.
fine. It worked out great. And other things, talking to my trainer, like my physical trainer, about actual real goals for, you know, the shape I want to be in, the health uh-huh. I want to be in. And that was such a big step for me because, first of all, saying it out loud means it's real.
Uh-huh.
It's not like I can ignore it anymore. And especially if I tell the person who's helping me do this.
The person qualified to get
right,
you there.
Right.
You might actually get there.
Right. Which I've been trying to do this for 18 years since
right.
I had my son.
I feel you there.
So, and it's important to me because I notice a difference physically in my health when I'm working out and mm-hmm. then when I'm not. And so, yeah, making a commitment to that was a big deal to me because I'd rather, like I said, sit on my spot on the couch and just hide out and
uh-huh.
read a book.
You know what that reminds me. I decided and I committed to one of my girlfriends that I'm going to join CrossFit in February.
Oh.
Because I'm tired of this yo-yoing that I've
yeah.
been doing for a few years, really since going to grad school. So it's been a decade.
Yeah.
I've been yo-yoing for a decade.
Yeah.
Went by really fast. Didn't realize that. Oh, goodness, our show is over. Oh, my goodness. And I was just brave. I just told all of Red Bluff, Corning, Orland, Willows, Calusa, Williams, Woodland, Olivehurst, Grass Valley. Ah! Okay, guys, that was accidental bravery. I want you to be accidentally brave today. All of you. Every single person listening. Be accidentally brave. Also go on Facebook and look up Act Bravely. Act Brave?
Act Brave.
Acts of Bravery. For Rochelle DeNicoche. This is Jessica Wilkerson. I'll see you next week. Have a wonderful week.